This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
This week, we have a very spooky topic. But first, an important segment.
69 seconds of sex news. We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny.
Here we go. A new study shows that women's sex drives are significantly boosted by gold implants. The gold strands, up to 2 inches long and the width of a hair, are implanted in the vaginal region to make sex more comfortable and enjoyable. 90% of the recipients of the gold thread implant said they felt firmer down below and their libido and satisfaction rose by a third. Talk about a Midas touch.
Can astronauts masturbate in space? While studies show that being in space can be a boner killer due to lack of gravity and simply being in a different atmosphere, astronaut Michael Mullane said on his space mission he would sometimes have a boner that could have drilled through kryptonite. When Ron Guerin was asked about erections while floating around, he said, "I know of nothing that happens to the human body on Earth that can't happen in space." Unsurprisingly, there is no known information about a woman's sexual pleasure in space.
A new trend called whelming is starting to pop up on the dating apps. Whelming is when a match you're talking to complains that they're overwhelmed by how many matches they're receiving. Back in my day, we simply called this a humble brag.
And in local news, during a weekend getaway with friends, Laura almost walked in on me with a dick in my mouth. That's what we get for renting an Airbnb without any doors.
This has been 69 Seconds of Sex News. It's true, y'all. I heard a little something. I called her name.
Yeah.
She didn't respond.
I didn't answer.
And listen, here we are, stronger for it. Better friends for
it. Come on. You know, sometimes you just want a little afternoon delight.
Yeah, that must have been cool. I was working.
Sorry.
I had to get on a call and you had my laptop.
Yeah, I was using your laptop underneath my knees.
Oh, God.
Just
kidding. I mean, I know you weren't, but it's all right. I need to do something about my work ethic. It's a problem.
Yeah.
I was away on a trip and still had to be working, and I'm tired of that. I'm trying to make a change, folks.
Yeah.
Hold me accountable. Anyway, Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
Yes, we did this last year, and we're doing it again.
Second edition of Halloween.
Because Halloween is fucking horny.
And annual.
And annual. Also, that's important, I guess.
Well, I was just explaining why we're doing a second one.
Yeah.
It rolls around every year, so we'll probably do a third one if we're still going this
it's
time next
true.
Year.
It's true. It's true. I love Halloween. I don't really have any plans this year. Do you have any plans, Laura?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what do we do? I actually just retweeted a tweet on my Instagram because social media, who cares about the difference?
Yeah.
So I was like, so what are we doing? Like, dressing up and just, like, vibing in our own kitchen as Dracula? Like, what's the plan? Like,
it's true.
I'm usually pretty, like, lazy and last minute about Halloween. I've had a couple banger costumes that I've, like, cranked out at the last minute over the many years. But usually I'm like, ugh, I guess I'm going to a thing and I gotta dress up. Like, last year I was slutty Mr. Rogers because I thought that was funny and ironical.
Oh.
And I still spent like, $70 on like a sweater at Target because I was without the stuff.
People spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Did you know that total spending on Halloween is expected to reach almost $7 billion?
This year?
Well, I guess this was for 2019. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's supposed to go up this year or like hit some kind of benchmark this year?
That was the average for last year.
Last year was $7 billion. Yeah. What do we think the average is for this year when like parties
no one's
are
doing anything?
When we're not, you shouldn't, folks.
Yeah.
You shouldn't break lockdown.
I know.
Just to be drunk and slutty, you can just do that one-on-one.
In a Zoom.
Well, you can be drunk and slutty in person if it's you know, in limited numbers, you know?
I did hear about how their sexy 2020 Halloween costumes have arrived.
Oh, yes.
In this LA Times article.
Excellent list.
Yeah.
What do you have for me?
I have women's intimate e-tailer Yandy had a lot of success in 2012 with her sexy versions of Sesame Street characters. And since then, they've kind of done some like ironic, sexy Halloween costumes. And this year, they've got sexy hand sanitizer, sexy banana bread, and sexy mail-in ballots.
Yes. Topical.
Very topical.
I saw this as well. Mm. I'll say that I'll be going as a sexy mail-in ballot because the scariest reality I can think of in 2020 is another fucking 4 years of hell under this administration or
it's
forever with the current like attitude and talking about, I mean, the ways that they're dismantling our system, like 4 years. If they win, it could be forever. Life is a nightmare. Please vote. Please fucking vote.
Yes, it's true. I have some fun other information about like the more popular costumes that people search for on Pornhub.
Ooh.
2019's most popular costumes and characters on Pornhub Insights. This was Harley Quinn, Joker, teacher, maid, succubus, which I'm not even really sure what that costume
is. Yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah, bunny, kitty / cat, Princess Jasmine and Aladdin, nurse and monster.
Is there a pun to be had in like a succulent succubus? I feel like succulents are super hot in LA. There's got to be some punny bit there. I feel like there's a lot of... How do you go as a succulent? I'd have to like make like foam.
I feel like I would know how to dress up as a succulent before I know how to dress up as a succubus.
I know it's an impossible costume,
and, you know,
and that'll be my excuse for missing the parties this year, Rachel.
Yeah, I
tried
can't.
To make a costume, and it just was too
can't.
Niche.
some other when they broke it down by binary terms of gender, the outfits that were more or the costumes and characters that were more popular with women were cowboy, which I get, Michael Myers, which I don't get, Harry Potter, Spider-Man, Joker, vampire, more popular with men, Jean Grey, the X-Men character, Elvira, which I thought was interesting. Still getting it. Good for her.
Still relevant.
Yeah. Captain Marvel, Devil, Cat, Bunny. People love a cat or a bunny. Princess Jasmine, and then Zombie.
Yeah. Good.
Like, what's up with that? You know,
death
men are
is
like,
sexy, Rachel. Get
I want to watch zombies in my porn.
Yeah.
It was weird. I thought that was very interesting. Also, terms that increased on October 31st last year include Black Cat Hentai, which increased 4,000%.
4,000%? There must have been like specific videos coming out at that time or something.
Fucking Pumpkin increased 2,874.
Like a sentient pumpkin that's fucking me or a pumpkin that I'm putting my dick into or something?
Honey, I don't know.
Or I'm just mashing my vulva on
I think mashing, like tribbing on a pumpkin. Hocus Pocus goes up 291%. I feel like people are just trying to find the movie for free. And then Dick Pumpkin goes up 155%.
Nice.
Yeah, because do we think that would feel good to put your dick in a pumpkin?
Well, this I was just watching Beth Stelling stand up last night, Girl Daddy, her special, and it's great. And she talks about it being unfair the way that like men can go to the bathroom and just like rinse off their dick. And in her case, she's like, well, have you ever tried to like like goop out a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Like, on the fly.
I mean, that's
like,
true.
Like, do I do a spoon or do it at hand? I mean, it was a little like, I was like, no, you could, you know, like use some water and just like splash off the situation, you know? Like,
but
just,
sometimes like, it's up in there and you're like, but, I just guess I wait for gravity to do its thing.
It just was a hilarious visual. Yeah. I think she did it for comedic effect, given she's a stand-up comedian.
Right.
And it really worked. And I'm reminded of that moment now as we talk about Halloween and pumpkins and dicks in them. So I think the answer is everybody wants to put their dick in a pumpkin.
Absolutely. Why not?
If it feels at all like a
If I
vagina.
Had a dick, I'd be putting it in anything and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you would, Rachel. I know you would. I know you.
Thank God I was, you know. Born, I actually don't know if that's true. Thank God. I don't know if I want to thank God I was born
maybe,
this gender.
Maybe
but
for the best we leave the mystery open.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Very true. I also have some fun stats according to a Bustle article by Amanda Chatel in 2015. OkCupid, I have no idea how they got this information, but they examined anonymous user data to find some interesting connections between inner spookiness and our sex life. Again, no idea how they came to these conclusions. Women who believe in ghosts are 7% more likely to film themselves during sex than those who do not believe in ghosts.
Oh, I guess I'm the exception to the rule because I absolutely believe in ghosts. And I think ghost sex is super fun times if you're into that sort of thing. I've never had the honor.
But would you film yourself having sex?
I guess I would. Yeah. I haven't yet. I filmed myself masturbating. I've never done partner sex.
Ah, but see, but you would. Oops, I hit my mic.
Yes. You're so excited. Ah, gotcha.
Ah, gotcha. But you would do it. And I, there's the rub.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I would. And then I'd have notes for myself. And I'd
right.
be like, okay, we're not using that edit. We're going to cut around that.
It's true. If you, this seems obvious, but if you're the type of person who dresses up for Halloween, you're 19% more open to the idea of dressing up for sex.
Oh.
As in role play.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
seems obvious, but maybe not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are so absurd. People into scary movies are 15% more likely to enjoy pain while getting it on with their partner.
Oh.
This next one is so weird. Those
oh boy.
Those who play Dungeons and Dragons are 20% more likely to love the taste of blood.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa. That's a really interesting correlation. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are, like, pretty serious into their D&D games.
I know.
To love the taste of blood.
Not
who
even
are they giving
like,
these polls to?
Not like, even like love the taste of blood. Okay.
That's
and then,
very specific.
Last one. This one is just so psycho on so many levels. People who spend 8 hours or more a day playing video games are 25% more likely to actually think it's okay to have sex with a serial killer. I'm like, where do I even begin to unpack this? Like,
yeah, exactly. I don't even know where to like start to draw correlations.
Like the fact that they think it's okay to have sex with a serial killer isn't the first thing that I think is wrong with this person. You know, like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, what does that have to do? I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to try to extrapolate reasoning there. Like,
I'm like, people who spend 8 hours or more a day playing video games, I'm like, are they showering? Like, are they
well,
getting
8 hours
outside?
More, I mean, that could be a professional gamer or an aspiring
I guess,
professional
sure.
gamer. That's how much you're playing if you're like training to game.
Right.
So now I'm just worried about the esports community just out here having sex with serial killers. Like, it's.
I mean,
it's
like
safe.
Thinking it's okay. And like, what? Yeah. When do they know beforehand that they're a serial killer? Like,
yeah, it's an interesting framing question, too, because like. When you even when you ask me like would you have sex with a serial killer I'm like yeah I suppose I might have like do I know
I don't know
that if I know they're a serial killer I'm probably like no I don't want to be alone with that person
right are
like,
they gonna kill me after because then yeah sure I guess I'll get one more go you know before
I, sort
I
of, like,
leave this earthly shuffle off this mortal coil.
Yeah, it's an interesting exercise. How did they frame that question in the survey? Because I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know either, but I couldn't not tell you.
Maybe they framed the question by being like, this video game character is a serial killer.
Would you
have sex with this character? And they were like, oh, that, yeah, sure.
Back to my game.
Should we do the showdown?
Yeah, let's do the showdown.
Okay. Fake Halloween foursome for scary teen college stalker.
Oh.
I don't even know what part of it's fake.
Wait, for the stalker?
Fake Halloween foursome.
Okay.
For scary teen college stalker.
Oh, I'm upset.
I don't know who's scared of who here, or like why the foursome's fake, or like who's there.
And why is there a stalker? Why is the stalker getting anything except justice? You know, like...
Maybe the stalker is a serial killer, and this is how it happens.
Yeah, interesting.
The foursome is with three people who are training for a gaming tournament, and
they're like, really okay.
A little sexually frustrated and needed to get it out. So the stalker looks pretty good. Lo and behold, serial killer. That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. I have one for you. Every year on Halloween, I call the skeleton to fuck me hard and come in the mouth.
Skeletons don't come, you guys.
I know.
We've gone over this.
I know. Every year on Halloween, I call the skeleton to fuck me hard.
I call that skeleton. Did you happen to click on the video, or you just looked at the title?
I just looked at the title.
Because I was going to be curious if it was like someone in a skeleton, like,
I know,
unitard, or if it was a science classroom skeleton.
I mean,
which we'll get to.
We'll
later.
Get to, yeah.
I've got, oh boy, type O negative Christian woman PMV Halloween special.
Oh, interesting.
She's Christian, and we know her blood type.
I know. Important, I think.
It is to anyone playing D&D.
Yeah. Because O negative is the most delicious.
Uh-huh. Yes, everyone knows. Anyone who's anyone. Oh, God.
Two scary Halloween witches break into a hotel room and takes cum from an unknown while he is asleep.
Heavy plot. A lot happens.
Takes cum from an unknown while he is asleep. It's a really funny sentence to me.
Yeah.
They need it for the magic, the potion that they're making.
Yes, obviously. We all know that potion.
Right.
Next, I have spooky ghost gives MILF a Halloween cream pie. Again, ghosts don't come, y'all.
I know.
It's not something they do.
It's just...
different physical plane, you know?
I know. Fourth dimension. clown gives blowjob to mysterious masked man and gets what he deserves.
What does he deserve?
I don't know. Come in his mouth, maybe?
Well, if it's a clown and a mysterious man,
yeah,
then maybe I buy the cum exchange.
Yeah. I'm not sure who's getting what he deserves, you know?
Yeah.
Who's getting what they deserve?
Yeah, the pronoun journey is a little confusing. We got this man, this clown. Somebody's getting what they deserve. Maybe they're
Someone's
both getting
masked.
What they deserve.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Hopefully an orgasm. You know.
Yeah. Let's all hope for an orgasm.
Yeah.
You know? On Halloween, let's all root for a special orgasm.
Even I'm always hoping for one.
The spooky scaries. A spooky orgasm. That'd be fun.
A spooky scary.
All right, last one from me.
Okay.
Pregnant blowjob and fucking cemetery. Happy Halloween.
What?
Pregnant blowjob and fuck.
Interesting.
In cemetery, happy Halloween.
Oh,
this
my
is
gosh.
Like promising witchy stuff. Like, ooh, pregnant, and then
and
in the cemetery. Like,
yeah, this sounds
demon baby, et cetera.
Who is she impregnated by?
We'll never know.
I don't know. Satan.
We're not gonna watch it.
Yeah, I know.
Satan himself.
Himself. I used to have a thing for cemeteries when I was younger. I still do. I hooked up in a cemetery many times.
Really, many times.
Mm-hmm. I had one
nearly
cemetery.
Enough, but it's like a fun romantic idea to me.
I have a cemetery that's like down the street from my parents' house, and it was always very, it's like very hilly and pretty, lots of trees. And me and my high school boyfriend would go drive there in his car and hook up.
Cool.
Nice place to be left alone in a cemetery. For all you
he left you.
No,
you'd like hook up and he'd be like, "Well, bye," and he'd just like leave you at the cemetery.
No, like for you, like as a like people are gonna leave you alone. You know, like if you're in a parked car in a cemetery, no one's gonna come up and be like, "Can I help you?" You know,
there's never like cemetery guards. I always think there's like a man just like making his way around, groundskeeper.
Nah,
Sam. Yeah.
Nah, he ain't. Okay, I have one more for you.
Okay.
He fucks her bubble pumpkin and comes hard over it. So cute. Happy Halloween. 4K. So cute.
Her bubble pumpkin. So like, is her ass painted like a pumpkin? Like, what's the bubble pumpkin?
I'm not sure. I didn't click on it.
It's code for anything, really. You could call my snatch my pumpkin.
Ooh, sure. Every once
in
a while.
Get a little pumpkin. Get in there.
My pumpkin pie.
You know. Oh, she said with a little accent. Her pumpkin pie. Her sweet pecan pie for fall times. Mm-hmm. Her autumn delight.
Mm. Tasty.
All right, let's take a break before we go completely off the rails.
Yep.
BRB.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Boo!
Boo!
Gotcha, bitch!
We're back.
We're back with a good old spook in there. It's nice to get a little spook in every once in a while.
A good little spook.
Love a spooky season. The first video we're going to talk about is Scared Stiff from Men.com. This is from Kink Men, their little channel called Men on Edge, starring Cody Winter, directed by Sebastian Keys. Mm-hmm. Not much plot to know, really. basically, Cody and Chance are like going, are like dressed up in their like Halloween costumes. And he's like, Cody's like, I want to go to this haunted house. I've read about this place online. Like, I want to like hunt some ghosts. And Chance is like, no, I don't want to do this. Like, this is scary. I'm going to leave. And Cody's like, fine. I really want to do this. And he like pours out like a pentagram in salt and like conjures some ghosts. Like, uses his like fancy like ghost hunting tools to like thermal imaging to like find the spirits, and I actually really loved this detail. The ghosts were blowing each other, and he was like, "Whoa, that's crazy!" And then he like calls a little chant, and then the demons come and edge him for a really long time.
Yeah, they tie him up and they edge him.
Yeah,
boy, do they.
Gotta say, I loved this video.
This is for you.
This one, I remember I saw the, I watched the little teaser trailer and I was like, I'm gonna masturbate to this for sure. Like, this is this is doing it for me.
It's a combination of like fun over the top Halloween camp with a little bit of like cock and ball torture, or just like a little bit of like edging and like a guy tied up. So this is absolutely hitting all your
this is all the things I ever wanted. It's first of all, I love that it's like so camp. It's like everything is obviously purchased from like the Spirit Halloween store.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're not trying hard at all. And I love that. There's like dry ice and like fake cobwebs and like a little like tiny piece of caution tape on like the haunted house door. And I also just love, I mean, this is my one of my favorite things about kink. If you are someone who likes kink stuff and fetish stuff, like just always just watch stuff on kink.com, because they have pre-interviews and post like shoot interviews that check-ins, they include.
Yeah. Yeah, we skipped the whole pre-interview and we gave the plot, but we start with Cody and Chance. And is it Chance Summerland? He wasn't in the credits, but he says his name in the pre-interview.
Yeah.
It sounded like he said Chance Summerland.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like them with their arms around each other, just like hanging out,
right,
talking to guy behind camera about like very specific, like, okay, if you're going to play with my nipples, do it this way. My balls can handle a light smack, but that's basically the threshold of like ball play.
Yeah.
And him talking about like being excited to be edged and tied up and like, you know, held against his will.
Right.
Yeah.
They talk about boundaries, safe words, you know, things like that.
How safe word is read. Oh, and he was like, no tickling. And I was
I know. No tickling. And he was like, okay, great. We always respect limits. You know, there's like enthusiastic consent from both performers. It's just, it's great. It's so important. We know what the sex acts are going to be. And we know that like everyone's comfy with it. And then we also get another disclaimer at the beginning before like the actual like scene starts.
Which is like consenting adults. If you're like, these are BDSM professionals.
Right.
Don't fuck with this shit if you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
That's kind of the point.
Right. And yeah, I fucking loved this video. I mean, I love anytime a man is tied up and people just like hit his dick. I do. I love it. I love it. He's restrained and blindfolded, and like the little spirit demon guys are like, you summoned us. And it's like they have like cheesy, like bad makeup on. And they like rip his shirt off. They start teasing his nipples and like grabbing at his crotch. And they're like, Master will be pleased. You're scared stiff.
About his boner, y'all. Get
about
it?
His boner. And they cut off his undies. And he's uncircumcised, which I also really love to see. You know, I feel like I don't see it enough. And Chance, like, gives the most impressive blowjob I've ever seen.
So, spoiler, y'all.
Yeah.
Chance is dressed as a sailor at the beginning when they show up at the haunted house. And he's like, no, I'm leaving to go to the party. And then he comes back to play one of these spirit demon thingies.
And he's literally like, I mean, it's a really impressive deep throating. And he's like, he's doing stuff with like his tongue that I was like, just very, I was like, am I able to do that? I don't even know. Like, I was just very impressed.
Yeah. This was one of those blowjobs that I was like taking actual notes.
Yes.
I was like, see gay men. Always watch gay men when you want to know what the hot chicks are.
Yeah. It's so true. And they're pulling at his balls. He's like, he's giving head in a way that I'm like, yeah, he's like a ghoul. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, like he's just really like wild and like going for it.
For those that are listening and can't see the visual on Zoom of Rachel like swirling her head around, getting really into it, hands on cock, hands on balls.
Oh yeah.
Sounds and motions that are very like, haunting, you know? And you get it. Okay. Great.
Spooky. And then they play a lot with his foreskin too. They like tug on that, which I was like, oh wow, that's, I mean, I guess the majority of like the cock and ball stuff that torture I've watched is usually people are uncircumcised, so it was cool to see you know, what one can do with
when
the foreskin.
One has the foreskin, what can one do?
Yeah,
also an interesting like palm move on like the head of his dick. He would roll his palm around.
I love that.
Which he even did like after he came to sort of like continue to like torture him with pleasure a little bit. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was hot. And then they they, like, the third guy, unnamed guy, kind of, like, pushes Chance's head, like, on his dick, which is also something hot for me to see, like, when the other person gets involved and kind of, like, orchestrates the sex act.
Oh, you mean when he was, like, holding Chance's head, or, like, when he was sort of involved? I thought you meant he was, like, pushing his head into Cody's dick, like a dog, nudging you. And I was like, I missed that part.
No, he was just, like, he was making Chance, like, suck his dick harder, you know what I mean, like moving his head for it, you know what I mean, pushing his head, they play with his nipples, and like he edges for so long. It's like a 50 minute video, and you know, he keeps saying he's gonna come, and then they stop.
It happens a few times where he's like, I'm gonna come, and then they just let go of his dick,
and he moans, and it's such a satisfying moan, like where he's like, oh, like he wants it so bad. I love it.
Yeah,
and then they like slap his hard boner, and I was like, this is doing it for me.
Yeah,
I also was like, I'm ovulating, I can't be watching this right now, I gotta this is stem flustered. I was like, I'm way too turned on watching this video. And then they jerk him really hard, and then they stop, and then they leave him, and he's like, please come back. Yeah. And his dick is just, like, standing there, like, throbbing.
His dick is standing there throbbing. That's how
it is. It's erect, it is. And it's fucking, like, searching for someone and something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then...
Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of this video.
Yeah. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I thought you might. Like, I... Because I... So, transparency to our listeners, it's a 50-minute video, and we usually try to keep the videos we review to half hour or less for our sanity.
Yeah.
And this one, we would just watch the preview and then decided to review it. I was like, oh, strap in, we got an hour ahead of us.
Yeah.
And I found a cutting for Rachel, but as I was watching it, I was like, she's just gonna keep watching.
Yeah,
like,
fuck yeah, I did.
She loves this shit.
And they laid him down, and then they, like, fucked him in the ass with a dildo while
they did a whole... like it looked like a spearhead, but it was a dildo on the end of it, and they
of like a pole
him with that while he was on his back, strapped like Pentecostal style, like his limbs splayed out,
his legs his legs spread. They fucked him in his ass, and while he was getting blown, and it was just, oh my god. And then they like put these toys in his ass. These,
they put these like little skull heads like in there, and then like close up on it like reemerging. It was you know, it was fun because it was sort of campy and aware of itself. Mm-hmm. You know, like it just was super fun and like over the top Halloween vibes. But while also just like incorporating
kinky.
It with with this kink stuff. Yeah.
I loved it. I absolutely was like, I masturbated to it last night.
Nice. Nice. I'm glad we could give you that.
Yeah, thank you. I love to watch a guy edge. I love to watch a guy edge and have him be like begging and pleading. It's just, it's really satisfying to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, great vid. Can't recommend it enough.
Shall we talk about this other adventure?
Here we go.
Okay, Halloween skeleton and sexy wife get nasty. Why she's a wife is never made clear in this video.
The guy who shot it just wanted you to know that that's his wife.
Yeah, presumably husband's shooting this and also maneuvering the skeleton, as we'll find out later.
Yeah.
So we start with just a skeleton on a bed, and I'm worried for it because this woman is straddling the skeleton's head naked.
In thigh highs, important.
Oh, in thigh highs, important thigh highs, but topless and... bottomless, as far as the genitals go.
Very true.
And then just, she absolutely starts rubbing her clit on the skeleton's forehead. Like, she just sort of lowers down and then is like, yeah, this looks like a safe region, because why would you want to, like, rub your clit
anywhere
on, like,
else?
The plastic, bony mouth of a toy skeleton.
Yeah.
And then that continues for a while.
And then we go to the skeleton now has a dildo in between his pelvic bone.
Yeah.
And she's
mysteriously
just
attached. Yeah. That element of it is sort of impressive.
Masking tape, I'm going to say. It looks like masking tape.
Yeah, it looks like masking tape. Although it does seem sturdier.
Right.
Than if I just was like, I'm going to attach this dildo to this. I was curious how they did it. Because they also later on have like a stick attached to the back of the skeleton.
To so make like a poor man's fucking machine? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like maneuver the skeleton to fuck her.
Yeah. It was this. So she's like slides this dildo in. It's also silent. This whole video is silent.
Yes. Yeah. It's creepily quiet. The dildo is also oddly shaped. Like I wasn't convinced it was a dildo because it kind of looks like a popsicle. It looks like a solid popsicle. Like it's not quite shaped like you would expect a dildo to be, so who knows what they found for this.
So she's, like, on top, and she's, like, you know, kind of humping, but it's, like, very shallow humps. It can't feel good. I'm like, there's no way that she's enjoying this. She tries to rub her clit a little bit, which I'm like, okay, good for you.
Yeah.
Well done. And there's, like, an awkward crunching of, like, the plastic bones.
Yeah, there's, that, like, a clicking sound that was really unsettling.
Yeah.
Also, so at one point, so first she's on top, and then they flip around, like, quote-unquote missionary style.
Yeah.
And the skeleton is, like, fucking her from the front.
Yeah.
And, like, the hip bones are, like, jutting into her before the dildo gets, like, halfway in.
Yeah, it's never, like, gonna get deep, you know?
Yeah, it's never gonna get all the way in there. It's just poking her from a distance while she gets, like, jabbed in the thigh. I had sex like that once with someone who had just had really bony hips.
Yeah.
And, like, kept finding the worst angles. I kept trying to be like, you're poking me. And that person didn't. So it was triggering for me in that sense.
Yeah.
I'm okay. But, yeah, this was just tough to watch. Just pokey plastic. And then they flip around to doggy style.
They put the skeleton's hands on her back.
Attention to detail.
And they stand up the skeleton and someone's, like, maneuvering the skeleton to, like, hump
a stick attached to the skeleton's ass so that it's awkwardly humping her. Again, very minimal penetration.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to get it in there.
I was literally like, if this skeleton comes, I quit. Like, I'm going to fucking quit. Like, this is...
This will be the end of the podcast. We've reached the end of the internet, and we don't like what we see.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, it doesn't. It's spoiler alert. It doesn't come, thank God. But no one comes. I mean, are we surprised? So... Like, do we think anyone ever masturbated to this video?
Somebody did. I didn't actually clock how many views it had.
It has 201,000.
Somebody's masturbated to this in that case, then.
It just looks so...
Somebody masturbated to this and then finished, and then we're like, I gotta take a look at my life.
Yeah.
Because even if my kink is skeleton porn...
It's so weird.
We can do better. You know?
It's like shallow and quick. You know? It's not, it just doesn't look like good sex. You know?
She says, so silent. Demanding of her skeleton that
Come
it looked
on.
Like good sex.
At least try.
We did find another video that was like a fucking machine skeleton that was similarly like disturbing and weird and like the machinations, like the sound of the sex was so bizarre.
Right.
But even in that case, at least I was like,
okay, at least
it's impressively fucking her. Like it's actually fucking
it's going
her.
In, you know? Yeah. Like this one is just going in maybe an inch, you know?
Yeah.
So,
it just felt like a dare gone wrong. Like, we all got carried away and caught it on camera, and now we're 200,000 views later on Pornhub.
It's so true. I'm also, like, it's weird for me because right now my nephew is really into, like, this, like, plastic skeleton. He's 2 years old, and he is obsessed with this plastic skeleton that my sister got as a Halloween decoration, and he, like, calls it Bob and, like, brings it everywhere, and, like, the skeleton, like, sleeps with him in his bed. So that also added another layer on this for me, and I was like, I hate this video.
Just feeling disturbed.
Yeah, I was like, I hate this video so much. I've never
you
hated
watched
anything
Bob
more.
In his private moment. And you shouldn't have done that.
I know. I was like, now I'm watching. Now it's like Bob and his wife, like for some reason, like that's actually his wife.
Bob's got to get home to his wife. I know. You can't keep fucking around with your nephew. Like he's got stuff to do and women to do.
He's got to go see a woman.
Yeah. So I don't think I need to ask because you've already said, but.
I know. I blew my load. I masturbated to Scared Stiff and I'll probably masturbate to it again.
Proud of you.
You know, I loved it.
Get after it.
Thank you so much.
Do what you love, you know.
I will.
Yeah. I probably won't be. I thought the campy kink video was super fun, but like,
yeah,
camp in my porn is more just entertaining than arousing to me.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm not as much into male torture as you are. I did find it super titillating at certain points,
right.
But it's not quite high enough on the list for me to like make room for it on my ever-growing spank bank list.
But you did learn a few things about how to give a good blowjob.
I did.
That demon.
Get some good like demon blowjob reminders. I can't wait till, you know, someday I have a sexual partner ever again, and that
up.
Partner happens to have a dick, and I get to say, I learned this from a demon. And just see what they do with that.
Yeah,
you know?
just see how well that goes over.
See how that goes. You know, I need an adventurous partner, God. So that'll be a good test.
Ay, ay, ay.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the Podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And on our new Patreon, Girls on Porn.
Pew, 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 pew. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And take a look at that Patreon. Come on, why not?
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.